I didn't do that terribly convincingly, did I, Nick?
It was a mild level of enthusiasm.
How are you, Nick Rabinowitz?
I'm good. It's nice to be here. I actually escaped here recently for an afternoon.
You left the children with
somebody
else? I left
the children. No, actually, it was my birthday. I was given a free tour on my birthday.
How did you all swing that?
I don't know. I played the B-list celebrity card.
When did you get promoted?
From D.
D cup to B cup. Yes. Sorry. Have you got over your midlife crisis, by the way?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, you're a little bit ahead of me. So do you, when you think you're through it, is that it, or is there more coming?
I'm in second childhood already, mate. Midlife crisis is not even a blip on the rear.
Oh, good.
Yes, yeah. You know what? You don't see the shape of my adult nappy.
No. I didn't see that.
No.
Huggy's gold.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not. Nothing to laugh about. So yeah, you are over.
I feel like I'm through. I feel like I went through something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Through the other side.
And came out relatively unencumbered.
Relatively, I'm just in time for the drought. I was ready for the drought.
Were you?
No. Who was? Nobody was.
Were you a water hero?
No. Although I did get misquoted by the Premier. I went to a briefing. She didn't know I was there. I sat quietly in the back, and then I heard her say, "You must go and look at Nick Rabinowitz's video. I think it's called Community Wash." And then I had to stand up later and say, "Honourable Premier, this is Nick Rabinowitz from Neighbourhood Wash. It's in fact when we shower with the neighbours, we call it Neighbourhood Wash. It's a play on Neighbourhood Watch." Just on a point of order. I'm terribly sorry.
So you put together a comedy show called Dry White, and then it rains.
Damn it! I had to write new stuff. About other things.
Did you really?
No, I wrote about other things anyway, because you can't talk about the drought for an hour. People will be like, ah.
How long can you talk about the drought?
I found that you could talk about it for about 15 to 17 minutes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what sorts of things you talk about?
Well,
when a comedian talks about a drought, what is the conversation?
I mean, I was obviously interested in going to water protest meetings and things like that, so I went to those things and watched people get very emotional, and it was a bit like if you'd missed the
protesting
struggle.
That they were using too much or not being allowed.
Oh, whatever you wanted to.
Oh.
Down with water restrictions, down with the mayor, down with Vazi mayor. She was the mayor, but we're not sure anymore. Okay, good. It was that. I took my wife on a tour of what do they call those things? Humanure compost toilets on a farm in Scarborough.
You took your wife?
I took my wife.
Date night?
Yeah, it was date Sunday afternoon.
And?
She was like...
But the point about it is it doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell. No.
So why was she...
Just the thought of it, you know. I went to... I did all sorts of things. It was quite fun. And then I wrote jokes about them.
Which is what you do.
Yeah, no, nobody really cares. Bring out the old load shedding jokes.
It's a temptation.
It is.
They probably haven't dated the load.
Not really. Not so much.
Yeah.
I just. Do we have to go through that again?
Well, we haven't had it for a couple of days.
We haven't. No.
No, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And the rest of the show. Now that you can only talk about the drought for 15 to 17 minutes.
What I talk about?
It's called Dry White, by the way.
It's called Dry White. I talk about meeting my wife for the first time in 1988.
Is this the first time you've talked about meeting your wife for the first time in 1988?
It is the first time.
After
30 years.
30 years, you
30
can finally
years.
Tell the story.
Yeah, I can tell the
is
story.
Is that embarrassing to one or both of you?
No, not so much. But I talk about our marriage. I talk about a minor brush with infidelity. I talk about transphobia.
Excuse me?
I just brushed past that. And other stuff. It was just a brush. Like when Chiso Rabada brushed Steve Smith's shoulder.
That's
a one-match suspension.
Can you be serious?
Yeah.
Seriously, when you do talk about... Because I mean, this is something that not only you, but other comedians do as well. You situational comedians, and your life and your children, and you've spoken a lot about your babies and their not so babies. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of material. This morning I woke up to screaming and walked in. So the 6-year-old and the 8-year-old are chess players, and they're gearing up for the national champs, which involves screaming at each other every morning when the game gets tight. And I walked into Adam going,
he said I can't do perpetual check.
I hope he's the 8-year-old. He's
the 6-year-old.
6-year-old saying, yeah. What
did the 8-year-old's going, you suck. And then, but I was recording them, and then the 8-year-old saw me recording them. And he's like, you can't do perpetual check. It's house rules. It might be competition rules, but it's not house rules. And then he saw me videoing him, and he's like, I hate you, and I'm never taking you anywhere with me again.
Was that you or his brother?
Me.
He takes you places, does he?
No. Maybe he's talking about my, you know, mid-80s.
Is it possible to be completely a father? Or are you always thinking of a possible gag? Out of this?
No, I mean, I'm married to somebody who generally tells me to shut up if, like... We actually had our wedding anniversary the other night. We went to a restaurant, and I was trying to be funny with the waiter, but it wasn't working. He was weirded out by me, and so he left after pouring the water. And she just went, "What are you doing? Just shut up," you know, and apologized to him for being a dick.
And that de-weirded him, did it?
I said, "Listen, sorry, I was trying to be funny." And I was being a dick, and he went, not really, just a little.
I'm kind of quite weirded out by this, it must be said.
So what I was trying to say was, I'm not always trying to be funny, although I'm always on the
lookout. No, not always trying to be funny, but always
looking
always
up,
alert to the possibility of a joke. You have to be.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got Instagram stories. People want to see things there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you do Instagram stories?
On occasion.
And what do you put in your Instagram stories?
He did it! It's a perpetual check!
Do you really do an Instagram?
I will do an Instagram story on that, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Perpetual check. I didn't even know it was a thing. You seem like a chess player.
No, I'm not. No. I'm a really terrible chess player. I'm a fairly decent backgammon player, but I'm
Do you know something funny is that this guy, he was a friend of my dad's.
Cecil Gottens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gave them a painting. He gave my parents a painting. Well, for me, in 1976. And it says, For Nicholas, in the bottom right-hand corner. It's a beautiful painting. And my mother won't give it back to me.
Well, it was given to her.
Yeah, for me. It says,
well,
for me.
Well, she's looking after it because she doesn't think that you'll look after it properly.
That's probably true. Oh.
Dry White.
Yeah.
It's on at the Baxter Concert Hall.
Correct.
Starting when?
Starting this Tuesday, the 18th of December.
And continuing
until the 12th of January.
And it is Monday through to Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday. Sunday. And
it's very funny.
I hope so.
And there's 15 to 17 minutes of talk about the drought.
Yeah.
And then another hour talking about
other
brushes,
stuff.
Other
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye, Nick.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.